Here we are at Big Ten Media Days, now joined by Sean Singleton, who's also representing Nebraska here with a tremendous suit. We got the great tie, got some flowers in there as well, matches perfectly with the suit, got the pocket square and everything. Deshaun is just talking to Henry Lutovsky. Haven't seen Dylan in person yet, but everyone says that his suit game's up there, but you know, you got the pin and everything. How would you rate this suit?
Man, this is a 10 out of 10, man. Shout out Gary Michaels, man. They set me up with this, man, and I just got to say thank you to them, and I'm very appreciative.
Yeah, well done. How's everything going? Media Days here, it's sort of the unofficial kickoff to fall camp. You guys are going to get set to really get on the gridiron, get going here in a couple of days. How excited are you to start practice here?
Man, I'm excited to play football again, man. It's just a blessing to be out there, be on that field, smell that grass, you know what I'm saying, get after it.
And you're one of the veterans of this defense. John Butler comes in. He's the defensive coordinator now, gets that promotion. How excited are you with all the returning pieces you have, some of the new pieces? Where do you see this defense is at heading into a new year?
Hey, my expectations for the defense is through the roof. I ain't going to lie to you. I just want to get out there and play hard and put great stuff on film, you know what I'm saying, and play like a black shirt defense like we've always been playing like these past couple of years. And yeah.
And for you, it wasn't a guarantee that you were going to be back for another year of college with the junior college ruling, and you get another year for you. Why was it so important to come back for another season here at Nebraska when maybe you had opportunities at the next level?
I wanted to leave a legacy. I ain't even going to lie to you. I wanted to be different. And I say winning that bowl game, it really gave me high hopes for the season coming up. And, you know, I saw a lot of opportunity going pro, but I also saw a lot of opportunity coming back for school. You know what I'm saying? I want to come back and get my degree as well. So it was just the pros and cons of coming back outweighed pros and cons of going to the league.
What do you want that legacy to be eventually for Deshaun Singleton when you hang it up in this uniform and you go on to play pro and do what you want to do? What do you want that legacy to be?
Man, he gave it everything he had. That's what I want it to be.
Yeah.
He ain't cut himself short. Ain't cut no corners. He gave it everything he had. Yep.
How about Coach Rhule? What's it like playing under him? Another fall camp. I'm sure it's going to be very strenuous, very tough. Mm-hmm. But he's an intense guy. He tells you he's pretty blunt in the way that he gives his message. What's he like to play under?
He's very entertaining, I tell you that. But, I mean, he's very motivated. He's a guy that doesn't expect nothing less from you because he wants to He wants to make sure you reach your ceiling. Whether that's cutting grass, he wants you to be the best grass cutter ever. And with me, that's playing football. He wants me to be the greatest football player ever. And he want to have his team to be the greatest team ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna sell us short to just winning a bowl game. No, we want to win a championship. Mm-hmm. But we know we haven't earned anything yet, and we got to go in one day at a time and compete. You know what I'm saying? So playing under him, he really teach you those things. He teaches you about process and not worried about the product. Mm-hmm. But shoot, you know what we're trying to get to.
Chatting with Deshaun Singleton here at Big Ten Media Days. All right, some of the newcomers here on the defense. You think of some guys that are going to play some really big roles and maybe some of the younger guys that now are going to step up in their role. What do you see maybe in that specific group? I mean, you're one of the older guys that's sort of cemented in a certain role on this defense. But those guys trying to create that role, what do you see from them?
I see a lot of improvement from the young guys. They really stepped up in a big way this spring, this off season. They look great. Their body weights look great. They getting fast. And they're working on their technique. I'm going to spotlight somebody, Jabron Charles. He made a whole U-turn from the season to now. Completely different football player, and I'm just proud of him for that.
And what do you think went into that for him, just maybe watching from afar or maybe up close? What went into maybe taking that 180?
He just had to make the decision and say, I'm a great football player. Because usually most of that stuff is just confidence.
Yeah.
He just had to make the decision knowing he was a good football player.
Let me ask you about Addison Williams. How does he maybe help the confidence of some of those guys as a teacher, as the new DB coach?
Yeah, he helps a lot of guys' confidence because a lot of guys come in not knowing if they can play here or play there. But, man, you just got to go out there and play. Mm-hmm. And Addy teach that, man. Just go out there and play, man. Play fast. Control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Final one, offense, the new explosive weapons that you guys are going up against in practice. Dylan, year two. What excites you about that group?
I know it's going to be electric this year for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm wishing them nothing but the best. They're going to put up 40.
Yeah. And you're going to handle your business. I appreciate you handle your business today with the suit game. And yes, thanks, Deshaun. Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.